pequeño homenaje para todos ustedes.
Profesor Michael Apple, muchas gracias por darnos esta entrevista.
De nada.
Somos las Escuelitas Libres de Chile y somos una organización político-social que trabajamos con estudiantes, pobladores, para crear lo que hemos denominado la otra educación. Estamos intentando crear lo que hemos denominado la otra educación. Entonces, queremos hacerle esta breve entrevista. La primera pregunta es: ¿cuáles son las estrategias, conflictos y potencialidades de la educación popular para funcionar en un contexto neoliberal?
First of all, it seems to me that popular education is a major part of any social transformation. And too often people look only at the things in official schools and forget that education that is counter-hegemonic goes on in many sites. But popular education in schools, in free schools and other schools, is essential. If students do not understand reality, if they do not understand their place and the power that they must have, there is no hope for the future. But popular education also can be used by the right, by neoliberals. So we must ask whose popular education it is. Because neoliberals say they are popular. They are the voice of the popular working people. And that means that being popular education must also critically analyze what is going on by the right, at the same time as it builds a different consciousness on the part of teachers and students and communities. So it has a dual role, being negative powerfully about reality and at the same time being positive about how you build a new consciousness, a counter-hegemonic understanding, and a sense that schools and teachers can be, and students can live a life of possibility without the exploitation and domination that goes with usual school. The strategies are varied. They are, but it seems to me that those strategies need to be internationalized. We have to ask what is going on in Brazil, what's going on in Chile, what's going on in South Africa, and what is going on in different places, like the landless movement in Brazil or here. So the strategies, it seems to me, grow up from the ground, and they must be taught and learned from, because otherwise, again, they will be imposed. So there's much more I can say about this, but I want again to stress how important the idea and the practice of popular education is for any liberatory movement.
Thank you. Vamos con la pregunta número dos. ¿Cómo podemos luchar desde la educación popular en nuestras vivencias cotidianas contra la derecha y las ideas neoliberales?
Okay. First of all, I want to say we have to first answer the question of who is the we. And popular education, to be truly popular, must expand who the we is. So, are we including gays and lesbians? Are we including indigenous people? Are we including the poor? Are we including women? Are we including immigrants? Are we including people whose land is being stolen? So who is the we? And I think that's very important, because the first step in this fight for a stance of popular education is to say who should be involved in the fight, and who are the people who can be our teachers, and who must we teach? Because otherwise we are in danger of exclusion. So the most dangerous word actually in Espanol and in English is the word we, because it has too many meanings. So the first step, it seems to me, in answering a question like this about everyday life is to say, whose life are we talking about? Whose lives are we fighting for? That's the beginning, it seems to me. And I think that the right is very clever at trying to reach into people's everyday lives and say, we are in favor of your life, and to have a fiction of inclusion. So for popular education to succeed, it must fight for all of the oppressed. And that means it must be teacher and learner at one and the same time. That is Paulo Freire. And it seems to me we have much to learn from that tradition.
Okay. La tercera pregunta. ¿Puedes darles un mensaje y darnos un mensaje a los luchadores sociales y educadores populares de Chile y Latinoamérica?
It's what I ended my lecture with. Transformations and struggles are permanent. The right and neoliberals never sleep. And because of that, do not assume that the victories are victories forever. That popular education requires a vision of the long revolution, that we must never give up. But at the same time, we must act now as if a new world is possible. And in order for that to happen, we have to act, knowing that sometimes we will lose or only have partial success. But if we do not act, we will lose. The right is always there, always mobilizing. So never give up hope. So when Paulo Freire and others say a new world is possible, it is only possible through organized action. So I'm not arguing for patience, I'm not arguing for simple reformism, but I'm saying that the best word to think about in this, there are two, hope for the long revolution.
Si mañana fracasa la mesa, recuerden quienes les metieron falsa promesa, ustedes tienen en jaque.